Number one, that ought to teach you not to be batting anyway, but if you're going to, well, it's one or the other. Take your Bible, if you will, the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, we're going to be looking there in chapter number 9. You find the place and you're able to stand. We'll be looking there in this chapter that's here. And I want you to see that, if you will, when you begin to look there in this lesson here, it's in verse number, well, let's look in verse 18. All right, verse number 18. If you're able to stand, he said, immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight, and forthwith arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened, and then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them that call on the name, on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for the intent that he might bring them bound to the chief priests? But Saul increased more in strength, and he confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after that, many days were fulfilled. The Jews took counsel to kill him. Now, this is a crowd used to push him on when he was fighting Christians. Now they want to kill him. But their laying in wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. And then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And whenever Saul was coming to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and they believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him into the apostles and declared unto him how that he had seen the Lord in the way, how that he had spoken unto him, and how that he had preached boldly at Damascus the name of Jesus. And he was with him coming in and going out in Jerusalem, and he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Cretans or the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and how we do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. Bless every family represented here. Be with those that could not be. And we praise you and thank you, thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. And now, Lord, we pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it, amen. Thank you, and be seated. I want to preach a little while on just keep on preaching. Just keep on preaching. Now, here's a man that, as you look at the Apostle Paul, back whenever he was Saul of Tarsus, here's a man that he wrought and breathed havoc against the church of the living God. They would go out and arrest men and arrest women, and they'd have a mock trial just because of the fact that he was involved in a false religion in the Pharisees of Pharisees. And let me say to you that as a result of it, they hated Christians up and down the road of life. And when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, you'll find is that all of a sudden something about to take place. Here's a man that once was a fighter against Christianity, now is a follower of Christ and preaching boldly the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we read verse number 18, immediately there fell from his sky, from his eyes those that had been scales and received his sight. Let me say to you, when he arose and was baptized, he got saved 3 days ago. And by the time you read about it, Paul the apostle, who was then Saul of Tarsus, he got saved 3 days before that he was baptized. Now the church without Christ hate that, since they believe in baptismal regeneration. As you begin to look into this lesson here, you'll find here he is. He's immediately, whenever he's followed the Lord in baptism, you'll find that this brother had laid hands on him. And the Bible said Ananias, whenever he laid those hands on him, that Bible said in verse 17, and Ananias went his way and entered to the house, putting his hands on him and said, Brother Saul. Well, let me tell you, he acknowledged that he's already a brother. And now the scales are about to fall from his eyes. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into it, is that isn't it amazing when you got saved how God opened your eyes and you could see? You could see who you was and where you'd been, what you'd done, now where you're headed, all that business there. And not only that, you're concerned about others among your friends, acquaintances, and colleagues that you'd like for them to come to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. Remember when we first got saved, we worked with somebody we were concerned about. We brushed shoulders with somebody that we had just met we were concerned about. We had family and friends that we were concerned about. Now we've pretty much just learned to be able to just live and let live. That's true, isn't it? I got to say to you that if you will, that we ought to every day of our life somehow or another be on the lookout. You may not get to preach to somebody every day, but you ought to be on the lookout for somebody that you could preach a little bit to. Even if it was a gospel track and just being able to tell them, hey, I need something that was real from the hand and heart of God and I got it. I wonder if you'd come visit with us every now and again. I got to looking at in this lesson that's here is that you'll find out that straightway, did you notice that? Is that straightway in verse number 20, he preached Christ. Listen, when people get born again immediately, not next month, next year, straightway he began to want to preach to Christ unto a lost and dying world that round about him. I got to say to you that if you will, that's the reason over in the book of Romans chapter number 12, whenever verse number 3 said, and he said, the grace that was given unto me. Grace will make you want to do things for the Lord. It'll make you want to preach for him. It'll make you want to be a witness for him. It'll make you want to testify in his behalf how good God's been and where God brought you from and where you would have been had it not been for the grace of God. See, the Bible said that when you begin to look into this lesson that's here, that one of these days, Philippians chapter 2, don't turn there, at about verse number 9 through about verse number 11, that one of these days that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. I got to say to you, it's good to be able to know him in the free pardon of sin. This Bible says is that he preached Christ Jesus. If you read in John chapter 5, verse number 18, that religious God-hating lost bunch, they hated Christ and they hated the fact that Paul would preach him being the Son of the living God because that made Jesus equal with God. That's the same reason why the Jehovah's Witnesses don't want to believe him. See, in this lesson that we're looking at, and that's probably what's wrong in the day we live in, nobody anymore wants to name a name. Just want to play a guess game because, you know, you can lose some of your members. You can lose some of your family. I'm not worried about that here as long as you've been there. Unless it's going to tell you, I had a man one time that's already dead and gone. Now, he had to face God with it. But he left over after hearing me preach on the Masonic Lodge for 15 years. He finally got mad and left. I said, after 15 years of preaching and exposing that heretical bunch, yeah, well, I ain't never liked it, but he said, it's just now gotten to me enough to be able to leave. And I said, goodbye. Now, I'm glad his wife had more sense than that. And let me say to you that I believe with all of my heart she died and went to heaven. I believe with all my heart he died and went straight to hell. I got to say to you that if you will, make no mistake about it, God's not playing favoritism with anybody or any family. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to be able to find out is that it's the grace of God that's been given unto the Apostle Paul. What do you think he said over in 1 Corinthians 15 about verse number 10? He said, for by the grace of God I am what I am. And I want to tell you the reason why I'm hell proof and heaven bound by the grace of God. If you're saying that, it's by the grace of God you can say that. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be saved and to know him in the free pardon of sin. Paul the apostle, here's what he said. God didn't send me to baptize, but he sent me to preach the gospel to every creature. And let me tell you, we live in a day and an hour and to where that somehow or another, that preaching has become a whole lot less in the day we live in than when I first got saved. And I'm not talking about among ourselves, but we can include ourselves. But since the day I got saved, you know, I remember whenever I first got saved is that you could go down through a neighborhood, knock on some doors and tell people that, hey, we're going to have a revival meeting down here at the church. We'd like for you to come, bring your family, and so forth and on. We got good singers, and we'd like you to hear some of them and all that right there. I used to back then, you know, we'd go and preach somewhere. And, of course, the singers have always been popular. And the singers, they'd get up and they'd sing, and everybody was so blessed about it. And they'd take up, I don't know, $400 or $500 and give it to them. I'd preach as hard as I could for a week, all week long. get a $150, $150. I'll tell you, I went to try and take voice lessons where I could be a singer. But I just didn't have a pretty enough voice. And it's like a brother that's already in heaven, he said, "Man, old so-and-so, she can't sing." Now, she's not here this morning. That lady's gone too. But just in case you're wondering who I'm talking about, you wouldn't know, and so I'm not telling. But anyway, he said, "She can't sing. She's had way too much cornbread go down that throat, and it's scratched her vocal cords." That old school could draw you a picture, couldn't he? I thought to myself last time I ate cornbread, I thought about it every time. Hey, that's probably why I'm so raspy, you know, all the time. Screaming, hollering, preaching loud, exhorting the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I got to say to you, Christ sent me to preach the word of the Lord. Now, I want you to notice in verse number 12, here's a man that his listeners was amazed at him. Now, you know, when you got saved, people got amazed at you. They got to betting how long you'd last and how long, and here you still are. They got to betting, you know, I'll tell you what, they'll fizzle out before too long. And yet here you are. Here you are. You know, most of the time, and I've told you in days gone by, people are in a pattern. And you can tell them by the pattern. Somebody asked me, "Why isn't Brother So-and-so here?" And I said, "Well, let me see here. What day is this?" He's not due until this morning. Now, if he don't show up this morning, him and his wife, if they don't show up this morning, they'll be late. But right now, that's just their pattern. See? And you don't know who I'm talking about, but one or two of you might. But that's just a pattern that they know. Folks, you know, that come in, they're in and they're out and play hopscotch churches. They're going to, next church they hop to, they'll be there at a designated time, and then they'll hop on off again. You know the reason why? People have developed a habit. Sometimes it's a good habit, and sometimes it's not so good. Paul the Apostle, they begin to think as they listen with amazement. Let me say to you, somebody said, "Hey, isn't this the one that used to preach against Christianity and used to go out and hail men and women and persecute them, and now he's a preacher? Is that what we're saying?" I want to say to you that, if you will, I'm not responsible for the reaction that other people may or may not give. What I am responsible for is preaching the word of the Lord. Listen, it don't make any difference to somebody. And I've seen some people, you know, some of you have seen people, you know, roll their eyes, you know, and all that business there, flip their hair, flop their hair. And I'm not just talking about you that are local. I've seen that for 50 years in people. For 50 years. And most of the time, you know, they're doing that. And you know what that means? You can kiss their backside. They don't care what you're preaching or how long you've been preaching. It don't make any difference to them. I got to tell you something right up front. I could care less what anybody does like or don't like one way or the other. And the reason being is I'd like to help you, but make no mistake about it, I'm not going to be able to curb the message to be able to suit you, because by tomorrow I may say something else that don't suit you. And let me tell you what the Apostle Paul said. You'd better in verse number 22, but Paul increased some more and more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus and proving that this is the very Christ. Let me tell you, when people believe it, keep on preaching. When people don't believe it, just keep on preaching. When people are amazed at what you're saying and what you're doing, just keep right on preaching. When people are confounded and not sure about what you just said, keep on preaching. You know, when people get to the place to where that they're critical of you, but don't let that bother you, keep on preaching. Here's a danger, though, when people are complimentary of you. You better just keep right on preaching. Let me say to you, don't let anyone or anything stop you from testifying about the Lord Jesus Christ. Just keep on preaching Him. I'll tell you, you'll do right every time if you'll do that. And as a result of that, you're going to find out is that we ought to preach like He did. And the Bible said that He was proving to the Jews, "This is the very Christ that I'm preaching." And let me tell you, there's not another name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved than that of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ought to spend with our lip and life proving that this is the very Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible said there's many false preachers up and down the road of lying. They've always been a bunch. There always will be a bunch. There's a lot of false Christ over Matthew chapter 24. You can read about it there. There's false Christ, false prophets that go together. And the Bible says is that if you listen to them, is that they're going to alter the message to where they feel good about themselves like they are without the need to repent. But if you're a child of God, let me tell you, what was that old man said to me one time? Preacher, I was born in the fire and smoke won't do. And we've lost that in the day we live in. Now, I want to say to you that, if you will, that religious men that are lost without God, they preach about Christ, but it's a false Christ. And they don't preach against sin. They preach that you can have peace in sin. But I want to tell you, God did not come to give us peace in sin. He came to save us from our sins and to wash us by the blood of the Lamb. I want to say to you, in the face of opposition, just keep right on preaching. Keep right on preaching. Now, in closing here this morning, that if you will, please, that religious men once showed the Apostle Paul some affection, showed him some respect. Religious men showed him some concern until the day he got saved. And buddy, when he got saved, it began to upset their little apple cart. And boy, as a result of that, they once showed him a kindness. Now we've read about it. They're trying to kill him. And let me say to you, it's always been that way. It's that way right now. It'll be that way tonight, next week, tomorrow, next month, whenever that it is. It's always been that way. This Bible said they took counsel. You know, in verse number 23, listen to what he said. After that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. You know what they do, don't you? They go to finding somebody that agrees with them, and they're over here, just them, and yeah, in each other's ear. And then they, not long until they've got somebody else on the line, and they're yeah, and about this or that. I want to say to you that, if you will, that nobody, no time, is ever going to find any reason in the Bible to quit preaching the word of the Lord. Just keep on preaching, and God will take care of the rest of it. All right, in closing, that if you will, please, the Bible says is that the devil and his crowd, they're always looking to be innocent in their iniquity that they're practicing. In verse number 24, he said, but their laying in wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. In this lesson here, you'll find that they're not giving up. You think they're not somebody watching for you right now? You somebody think somebody's not just listening in your behalf right now? I got to say to you, it's a sneaky, snaky bunch that we deal with and that we live among in this world that we're living in. I want to say to you that, if you will, that God made a way of escape for the Apostle Paul. I mean, how'd you like somebody laying out watching your door, watching your life, watching your family? How'd you like that sneaky, snaky bunch to be looking at you day and night wanting to kill you? Well, let me just say to you that if you live for God and stand for God, walk with God and speak the word of the Lord, there's going to be somebody somewhere not going to be happy about it. And as a result of that, you've got to make up your mind. You're going to quit or just keep on preaching. Just keep on preaching. And let me say to you that it's good to be saved and it's good to know the Lord in the free pardon of sin. Get back down to the old-fashioned way that the Lord started us out at. Keep a gospel tract in your glove box, in your shirt pocket, in your purse or your wallet. And every now and again, give out a gospel message somewhere, even if you just leave it on a table. Now, I used to say, leave it in the restroom, people are going to spend a lot of time sitting in a restroom anyhow, but I don't like to read stuff in the restroom that I'm not sure who put it there. Some of you must be that way too, as quiet as you are about it. Hey, did you see this track here? Where'd you get it from? No, I hadn't seen it. I don't want to see it. I got to say to you that, if you will, it's good to know Him in the free pardon of sin. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Father, we thank You for the privilege to come together. And every girl. Lord, if there's one lost without God, may they come to know Jesus in the free pardon of sin before it's everlasting too late. Now move upon us within us and bring us back again safely this evening.